Keith Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Our topic today and for the rest of this week, troubled teens and wayward adults. There's a basic principle of family living that the Bible expresses more than 15 times in its pages. Both in the Old Testament and in the New, the Word of God teaches clearly that the sin of the parents affects their children. For instance, Exodus 20 verse 5 commands parents not to worship idols, "For the Lord thy God is a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generations of them that hate me." In 2 Kings 15:9, we see the sad experience of the wicked king Azariah, who did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, as his fathers had done. It's not that God arbitrarily punishes children when their parents sin, but when the parents forsake godly principles in their own lives, it's natural that the children should grow up to be like their parents. And surprisingly, most parents would like their children to be better than they are. They'd like them to be wholesome and godly and responsible. And when they're not, it grieves the parents deeply. But this grief is just what they've brought on themselves by their wayward life. The problems that we see among young people in America today are only what parents have brought on themselves. 1/3 of all major crimes are committed by young people. 15% of all high school students are problem drinkers, with 11% of the junior high school students following the same example. More than 1 million teenage girls, about 10% of all girls between the ages of 15 and 19, become pregnant each year, with about half of these eventually having an abortion. 80% of the boys and 70% of the girls have premarital sexual activity, and all this has followed a generation of parents who themselves have fallen away from the biblical principles of right and wrong. Even more tragically, many of these troubled teens come from homes where the parents profess faith in Jesus Christ as Savior. They profess salvation, but they live as though the world was their God. They find it easy to be materialistic, trying to add more and more possessions to what they already own. They find it easy to follow the pleasures of the world, camping trips, sports, bowling and golf, the beach, other leisure time activities. They find it easy to go after questionable things, movies, social drinking, petty ante gambling, dancing, rather than giving to the Lord the benefit of the doubt. At the same time, they find it hard to go regularly to church on Sunday evenings and at prayer meeting. They almost never read their Bibles, and it's been a long time since they've memorized some Bible verses. They're not actively witnessing for the Lord to their friends and co-workers. They're wayward adults, and their children will be wayward children, growing up to disappoint and even grieve them. What about your home? Has this pattern developed in your family, or is it beginning to develop? The time to correct the problem is now, but the correction must start with you, the parent who sets the example and who teaches your children a lifestyle. Let me urge you to rededicate yourself to Jesus Christ, to establish good habits of godliness in your home, to begin setting the right kind of example before your children. Only in this way can you help your children avoid the troubles of the teenage years.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.